Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. Jack Aldrich is our guest, our good friend, longtime 10-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, the author of a number of books. He's a very prolific, very versatile writer, too, ladies and gentlemen. You want to find out about all the things Jack's working on. His new book is called Foresight 2020, a futurist explores the trends transforming tomorrow. Jack, thanks again for being here. Give us that website again, please.
JackAldrich.com.
Jack Aldrich, ULDRICH, .com. Check that out. Jack, we're talking about 10 things in this article he's written, 10 things that technologies that are going to transform next year, 2015. And we're not going to get to all of them, but we've gotten to several of them. Gasoline prices have come down significantly. And I'm in my foresight for 2015, Jack, I'm making a big deal out of gasoline prices, too. Talk to us about it.
Well, I think we all have seen how fast prices have come down, and there have been a lot of reasons for that. But what if I were to tell you that prices could be slashed another 50%? I mean, that's a real possibility. There are some companies who are figuring out some new technological breakthroughs that could further allow us to take advantage of the natural gas revolution that has really transformed the global economy in the last 10 years, but to put it into overdrive. And they're coming sooner rather than later.
Right. So, and see, you right now, some of the price of gas is technology, the fracking technology. Mm-hmm. But some of it is geopolitics and geo-competition. And some of it is supply and demand. There are a lot of other dynamics going on that's contributing to the price of oil. But what you're saying is, in the future, there's going to be more pressure on the price from technology, maybe than from these other forces. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that OPEC and Russia can try to slow the tide, but they're going to be overwhelmed by technology. Now, that's not obviously from a consumer aspect, all of this is great news, but the pressure on these economies, I mean, what Russia might do if she runs out of money, or what will happen in the Middle East when they can no longer use money to essentially placate the population that they've been propping up. Those are more difficult questions.
Those are 21st century eventualities that are going to come to pass, aren't they?
They are, and it's not going to be pretty, unfortunately.
No. You're exactly right, and it's the ethics, the politics, the economics, and the ethics of carbon based fuel is amazing, the impact it's had on earthlings, isn't it?
It really is. I think, I mean, from my perspective, the most dangerous situation really is over in the Middle East, you know. But the monarchs over there have had decades to use that money to really try and build a modern economy.
And to educate their people. They've got a lot of people over there who are not educated.
Yeah, but they have not done a good job of educating those other individuals, and when the money runs out, those uneducated individuals are going to raise up.
And making a versatile economy, which is the same thing as Russia has done.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Now China, is with all their warts and all, China has done a better job of that, but they could have done a better job. All right, I want one last thing, virtual reality. That's another thing that you're saying. Tell us what you mean. How is that going to create implications?
So this is a really interesting technology. There's a company called Oculus Rift, and these are virtual reality goggles that you put on, and it is as though you're in a physical environment. A lot of people think, oh, that's just for movies or gaming technology. There are really sophisticated healthcare applications, and even manufacturers are using this technology to design new products. So familiarize yourself.
And it could change the way we think about showrooms, right?
Oh, absolutely.
See, that's an implication. Folks, that's an implication and a disruption for retailers, for small business retailers. Right, Jack?
Yep, Lexus is already doing it. They're eliminating one of their... Yep. displays and letting people try their cars through this technology.
Hey, Jack, always a pleasure. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Jack Aldrich, ladies and gentlemen. Put a .com on the end of his name and you'll find all his really powerful stuff. I told you we'd get smarter when Jack joined us. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.